I suppose every one of us has a little gallery in our mind of our favorite artwork. There is no question that one of my favorite galleries of artwork that I carry with me mentally everywhere I go and think about literally almost every day is, curiously, not a photographic body of work, but rather a set of Japanese ukiyo-e woodblock prints. Done by Yoshitoshi, it's called 100 Aspects of the Moon, and was published in book form by the San Francisco Graphic Society in 1992. If you can manage to find a copy of this rare book, it's definitely worth taking a look at. I'm fortunate to own a copy, and this book has been so influential in so many ways that I think about photography, not the least of which is my appreciation for simply looking at the moon as an aesthetic object. It's a curiously scientific one, and in my age, it's a curiously conquered world. I'm in that generation where going to the moon was a big, big thing. But I can put myself back in Yoshitoshi's time in the late 1800s, when the moon was a spiritual thing, and not a geological one as it's become. Now, whenever I see a beautiful, bright moon in the sky, it is seductive to make a photograph of, even if many times I don't, because I simply don't have my camera with me, I do find myself nonetheless looking at it, and I think about it. I live on the water here in the Puget Sound in northwest Washington, and of course we're affected very much by the tides, which are all derived from the moon. It's a big part of my life. And so, more and more of my photography seems to have pictures of the moon in it. That was the purpose behind this particular installment of Kokoro, was simply a celebration of the moon. I have some hopes, deep back in the corners of my mind, that at some point I'll have 100 such photographs, and I can do my own 100 aspects of the moon as an homage to Yoshitoshi's great ukiyo-e work. In the meantime, I just keep enjoying them. I keep enjoying the moon, and I keep looking for excuses to be out in moonlight and to photograph it.